Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
Lowe's has the Labor Day deals you need to give your home a new look. Buy one, get one free select interior paint via Visa gift card rebate. Then, add the final touch with two for $8 on select 2.5 or 3-quart mums. Refresh your home and save big while doing it. Lowe's. We help. You save. Valid through 9-3. Mums offer in-store only. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. More terms and restrictions apply. See Lowe's.com/rebates for details.
All right, welcome back. Top of the hour here on Fantasy Sports today, 1 o'clock East, 12 Central. It is Monday, October 11th, 2021. Thanks for watching us this morning or afternoon, depending on where you're watching. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock. We've got headlines here on the show. Lots of baseball today. Not four games, only three. But nonetheless, we have a game starting right now as the Brewers face the Braves in Game 3 of the National League Division Series. Who will end up winning this one between these two teams? It should be fun to see. How about the Red Sox taking a 2-1 lead on the Rays? They can advance to the championship tonight. Unfortunately, Houston and Chicago rained out. They'll play tomorrow. Ravens tonight, Monday Night Football. They are 7-point favorites at home against the Indianapolis Colts. Not the juiciest matchup ever, but it's Lamar Jackson, so it should be fun. Saquon Barkley's injury troubles continue. Unfortunately, it's going to be a bust of a season again for him this season. 2 to 4 weeks, yikes, with an ankle injury. And if you saw that yesterday, I think you got to be, you know, pessimistic on even a return, unfortunately, for him. Also, speaking of which, Juju Smith-Schuster, one of my favorite guys, loves fantasy, loves fans, went back to Pittsburgh. It is not going to work out for him there. It looks like he could be out for the season with a shoulder injury. Final game tonight going to be played between the Dodgers and Giants. It'll be Max Scherzer's first start in the postseason with the Dodgers against the Giants. And, of course, Dodgers, Scherzer had to play in that one game wild card, but this is the first time he'll face off with the Giants in this series, and he knows the gravity of the situation tonight.
How would you compare this to other playoff games you've been a part of?
This is playoff baseball, where both fan bases are just, absolutely diehard, ready to win, and they want to see us, obviously win. Our Dodger fan base definitely wants us to definitely beat the Giants. It's personal to them, so it's personal to us. We want to win. We respect the heck out of the Giants and how good they are, but you got to go out there and believe that you can beat them.
On the left there in the
Giants have looked really good, Davis. I think that there's a chance this thing goes the distance. It could go five games. They're for real. I mean, I don't know where Logan Webb came from to pitch that game that he did over the weekend and shut them out. But, I mean, this feels like a really classic matchup here. It could go the distance, in my opinion.
Yeah, you are right. And, you know, I've kind of been a Giants pessimist all year. But at this point, how can you be? I mean, how can you logically look at what these teams have done over 165 games now at this point and be like, well, yeah, you know, the Dodgers are just much better, because I they're not, right? And they have my guy, Alex Wood. Remember from our preseason fantasy baseball talks, I love Alex Wood. Of course, I will not be betting against, I will not be betting against Max Scherzer tonight, but I do think on FanDuel and DraftKings for DFS, I think we have Alex Wood projected to be sub 10% owned here against the Dodgers, and we have Max Scherzer projected to be the most owned starting pitcher. So maybe a little bit of an opportunity there if you think that Wood can go, you know, six innings in this game.
Yeah, I mean, look, with the Dodgers, it is really starting to come to a head. They will not have Kershaw. They will not have Muncy. And Cody Bellinger is not who he was, Davis. He's just batting eighth. He did not have a good season, and he's not having a great postseason. Is it possible that these two teams on paper are even? Like, that's the question. And if they're even, this is going down to the end. So, I mean, I don't know. I mean, at this point, you can't deny the Giants of what they've accomplished. Now, to the other Giants here for a minute. Davis, look, the people took the shot on Saquon Barkley before the season, hoping for some massive upside. I mean, look, you hate to call a player a bust because I feel bad for Saquon Barkley. I feel bad that he's been hurt now 3 years in a row. But you took him in the first round. It's a busted pick. I mean, he wasn't great anyway to this point, and it's probably mostly because of the Giants and who they are. But my gosh, this is like the hammer down with an injury. If he goes, I mean, they're saying he may go on IR.
Yeah, he'll probably go on that short-term IR the same way that Christian McCaffrey did. The results said that he didn't break his ankle or anything. But I mean, you're right. If I told you Saquon's career stats right now, you would like laugh. You would be like, that can't possibly be true. He has 3,888 yards over four seasons and 26 touchdowns. He has not had over 1,400 yards since his second year, and he's only ever played a full season one time. I mean, he's just been a bust. There's no way around it. He has been, one of the worst number two overall picks of all time. And it's a lot due to injury, but also because he got drafted to a bad team. They knew it was a bad team, and Saquon did not do anything to make them better when he was on the roster.
Yeah, I mean, he was fantastic his first year. I mean, and he looked like he should be the number one overall pick, if not him, McCaffrey in fantasy. But, the running backs, the story remains the same. They just keep, outside of Derrick Henry, why the biggest guy doesn't get hurt, I have no idea. But outside of Derrick Henry, they all get hurt. And they all miss a lot of time. And it's like over and over again. I mean, think about this. I mean, Dalvin Cook now a couple of games. Barkley, basically the season. Christian McCaffrey, basically the season. These are the first few picks in the draft for everyone in fantasy football. It's remarkable how that position works.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Works. All right, we dive back into the later games yesterday, and I think we could spend 15 minutes on Chargers Browns, so we'll try to narrow it down to what happened in that one. What an exciting finish. What an exciting game that was yesterday. And if you own players DFS or season long, you'll really enjoy this breakdown. Stay with us. We'll be back in just 2 minutes.
We're a different kind.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Without a doubt, the craziest game yesterday, if it wasn't the Packers and Bengals, it was the Chargers and Browns, which basically almost 100 points scored between these two teams. So if you played any of these players, outside of course, Odell Beckham, who never does anything, you probably were really happy with the outcome here. So let's dive in. Justin Herbert at this stage, I mean, where does he rank as far as quarterbacks go? 1, 2, 3, my gosh, 398 yards. 29 on the ground, 4 touchdowns yesterday, no interceptions. Austin Eckler was a monster yesterday. He scored 3 times, 66 rushing yards, 5 receptions, 53 yards. Mike Williams was back on the map after a down game. Only 8 catches for him, 165 yards and 2 touchdowns. Keenan Allen, 6 for 75. And then, I mean, I may have to consider picking up this guy, Donald Parham. 2 receptions, 29 yards, scored back-to-back weeks. And after the game, Justin Herbert was asked about his receiving core of Williams and Allen and some of these other players that he has, specifically on Williams, who seems to just get open by like 20 yards.
It makes my job a lot easier just to throw the ball to them. You know, Mike did a great job of breaking separation, and especially on those two posts that he ran. You know, he did a great job running those routes, and those are routes that we've ran all the time in practice, and we've got a bunch of reps on. So it was great to see him be able to do that and execute that well.
Before we get to the Browns here, let's touch on the Chargers a little bit, Davis, because offensively, they look as good as any team in the NFL. Their coach is changing the game, basically, here as we're watching live. I mean, the guy is going for every fourth down, fourth and five, fourth and eight. It doesn't matter. Like, this is something that never used to happen in the NFL. This Brandon Staley, what a at least it looks like a great hire he was. Now, their defense isn't really good, and they definitely should not have even covered that game yesterday, because if Eckler just takes a knee and they kick a field goal, they don't. So I don't want to get excited to the point of thinking that the Chargers are going to win a Super Bowl, but, boy, owning the guys on the Chargers right now, like, if you own Herbert and Williams on the same team, I mean, you got to be loving life right now.
Yeah, you you definitely do need to be loving life. I love the Brandon Staley stuff. You know, I think he is showing that basically if you do what the math suggests that you can do, you are going to punch above your weight. You're right, the defense does not look like they are that good. Why are the Chargers winning games? They're winning games because they are playing the game the right way. I mean, it's very simple. You are more likely than not going to gain 3 yards on a play. So if it's fourth and three, doesn't really matter where you are at on the field. You need to be going for it. Or very simple math. They went for two in the first half. Why would you go for two in the first half? Well, you're about 90% to make your extra point. So that's 0.9 points of expectation. You're about 65% to get over your two-point conversion from the two-yard line. That's 1.4 points. Which one would you rather do? Obviously, you'd rather the 1.4 point expectation. Brandon Staley seems like the only NFL coach out of all 32 of them to understand that more points and more offensive possessions are better. And I hope this is the start of, you know, a revolution in football. I don't think it will be. I think that the Browns and the Chargers, you know, will be pretty unique in this. I definitely want to push back because I've seen people do this take that, oh, Justin Herbert, he's the best quarterback. If you were starting a team, why do we got to do the MVP fatigue with Mahomes? Like, it does annoy me a little bit. Like, come on, Mahomes is the best quarterback. We don't need to start trying to put people over him yet.
I mean, he still very well may be, but at the end of the season, there's a good chance Herbert's numbers are going to be better than Mahomes. And if they are,
for sure they will be.
Yeah. I mean, if that's the case, he's the MVP of the league. I mean, where's the argument? I don't know. But as far as who I would want for the next 10 years, yes, I would still take Patrick Mahomes. I don't think MVP fatigue has anything to do with it. If Herbert's numbers are better at the end of the year, he's the MVP. I mean, I don't think it's fatigue, but you know, we'll see at the end of the year, and whoever has the better numbers is the MVP. Browns.
Well, Brady's going to win MVP.
Oh, yeah, that's possible, too. Yeah, that's possible. Baker Mayfield, 23 of 32, 305, two touchdowns. Nick Chubb, a monster game, 161 on the ground. He was unstoppable. Kareem Hunt also scored twice. But the issue with the Browns, I guess it's not an issue because they still score 40 points, is they really don't have receivers. Landry is out. Beckham, is he trying? I don't know. 3 for 29 and a touchdown for Hollywood Higgins. And David Njoku, we've been waiting for this Njoku game. Finally, Davis, first time in 3 years. 7 receptions, 149, and a score. Browns got taken out of their comfort zone a little bit in this game, having to throw as much as they did.
They did. David Njoku, fantastic game here. Donovan Peoples-Jones was their leading wide receiver, 5 receptions, 70 yards. If I would have told you that this game scored 95 points, or 89 points, I think is what it was, and I told you that Odell Beckham had 3 targets, 2 receptions, and 20 yards, you would have been like, no way. You would have been like, Odell has to have a huge game, right? Odell has 6 receptions, 112 yards, and a touchdown in a game where they scored that many points. But, you know, it does look like David Njoku is finally happening. And, you know, there is kind of this weird thing with the Browns where they have these games And Craig, I still don't believe it all. Like, every play feels like it's lucky, right? You know, Njoku scores the 70-yard touchdown kind of on like a broken play. And like, it to me, it just feels like the Browns get into a playoff game and they're down 10 points and Baker Mayfield is having to make plays and it just ends up not happening. But for right now, you know, I think that you both Browns running backs are clear starts in fantasy football. I think you can probably start Njoku at this point. And I wonder if when Jarvis Landry gets back, if he actually kind of brings things up another notch, because he, before he got injured, you know, looked like he was as good as he had ever been.
Yeah. I if I was Cleveland and, you know, obviously kind of working through this, I would give up on what they have. I would trade for Cooks or someone else. Like, I think in order to get all the way, they're going to have somebody viable at wide receiver. And maybe Landry is that guy when he comes back, but it feels like they need a little bit more there, especially if they're going to get involved in these kind of games. All right, Bears and Raiders. This was a dud, so this is not much to talk about here. Justin Fields, another rough, rough game, but it didn't matter because they just decided they were going to run the ball. Was it 40 times? I don't know. It was a million times. 12 of 20, 111 passing yards. One day Fields will be fine, but that day is not now. Damian Williams looked really good, was happy I started him yesterday. And then this guy, Khalil Herbert, came in, and I'm like, wait a second, maybe I'd rather have this guy. He looked good, too, 75 rushing yards on the ground. So why did all this happen? Because the Raiders were brutal. Davis Carr yesterday, 22 of 35, 206 passing yards. He had 40 yards at the half. Yikes. Josh Jacobs scored a touchdown. He bailed you out with like 11 fantasy points. Waller only 8 points. Renfro only 12 points. The Raiders have now gone completely back into a shell. And the Bears, basically, it's owning their running back. I mean, you cannot convince me to start Allen Robinson anymore, Davis. You cannot convince me to start Darnell Mooney. I cannot do it with or Fields. It is now start Damian Williams, and I cannot start anyone else on their team. And I got to tell you, with the Raiders, it may only be Waller for me, too, even with the running backs that they have. Just a brutal offensive game. But, hey, Bears won two in a row.
Yeah, I mean, I definitely would be starting Josh Jacobs in fantasy right now. He's been really dominant in terms of playing time and touches the last 2 weeks. So he comes back from injury, 13 rushes and 5 targets last week, 15 touches, 5 targets, and a touchdown this week. Kenyon Drake not really playing a role in their offense at all. I would not be starting Allen Robinson, and I would definitely be picking up Khalil Herbert off of waivers this week. Looks like he was very, and I'd be starting Damian Williams too. This team is just going to run the ball a ton whenever they can.
Did Williams carry the ball in like the fourth quarter? I only saw Herbert in there.
Yeah, he did. He did a little bit, but they were salting the game away with Herbert for sure.
Gotcha. Okay. Yeah. Herbert, interesting player too, for sure. Yeah. Herbert Stevenson, two names already we're giving you early in the week on the waiver wire. All right, coming up next, Cowboys.
Legends, the greatest social casino experience has arrived at Legends.com. With thousands of the best free-to-play casino-style games, chances to earn millions of bonus coins and win real money. Legends is revolutionizing the Vegas experience wherever you are. If you love winning, then you'll love playing at Legends.com. Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Play responsibly. Visit Legends.com for more information. Legends with a Z.com is legendary fun.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
And Giants, a really it looked like this was going to be a competitive game. Giants were playing well. Daniel Jones was okay. And then just everything fell apart for the Giants. So that opened up the floodgates for the Cowboys. And that's good news. If you own assets on the Dallas Cowboys, we'll go through the fantasy standouts from that game coming up next.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
All right, welcome back to Fantasy Sports Today. Follow us on Twitter at SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV for the latest news, notes, and of course, information, all of our picks against the spread, and fantasy information as well, whether it's the early line, the morning after, or any of our shows here on SportsGrid. Scott Farrell, Gabe Morency, all of our fun discussions. Follow us at Twitter on our Twitter handles, which is SportsGrid and at SportsGrid TV. All right, now let's get into the Cowboys-Giants game yesterday as part of the late slate in terms of fantasy, and it was a pretty dominant performance from the Cowboys. Unfortunately, the Giants lost a lot of players in this game, and things went south quickly. Dak Prescott yesterday, solid game, 302 in the air, 3 touchdowns, 1 pick. Ezekiel Elliott has definitely revitalized himself this year. 110 yards on the ground, 2 receptions and 2 touchdowns. CeeDee Lamb, a nice bounce back game for him. 4 receptions, 84 yards, and a score. And Amari Cooper also got in the end zone. 3 receptions, 60 yards, and a touchdown. Now let's move over quickly to the New York Giants, where Daniel Jones was injured after just throwing 13 passes for 98 yards. Mike Glennon came in and looked like Mike Glennon on Tampa or Chicago. Unfortunately for him, 16 of 25, 196 in the air, 1 touchdown, 2 picks. We probably should mention Devontae Booker as a big pickup this week too, because he had 42 on the ground, 42 in terms of receptions and a score. And then Davis Kadarius Toney had his breakout game without a doubt yesterday, 10 receptions, 189 yards. And unfortunately for Toney, he got into a fight at the end of the game, and NFL Network is reporting today that Toney probably will not be suspended. If he was in college, he'd be sitting out this week, but I guess they look back and there was some scuffling before he ended up throwing that punch, but Toney no doubt looked great yesterday. But Dallas just stomped on the Giants once they lost their guys. It was pretty much over.
Well, Dallas was also doing the stomping before. I think when Daniel Jones was out, I believe they were up 14 points, maybe just 10 points when Daniel Jones went out. But, you know, the in regulation time, the Giants have not gotten to a score that would have won this game. So I think the Cowboys would have been fine. The Cowboys are undefeated against the spread this year. They've lost one game to the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Dak Prescott is having the most efficient season of his career, not necessarily the best season of his career, because he has thrown 27, 26, 22, and 32 passes. He does have 3 interceptions on the year. He's up to 9 yards per adjusted attempt. He's got the highest quarterback rating of his career. You know, the Cowboys, the defense looks good. Zeke is going to be very good for fantasy. Amari is going to be very good for fantasy. CeeDee is going to be very good for fantasy. And I believe that Michael Gallup is scheduled to come back from the designated for return IR next week. He will be replacing Blake Jarwin snaps. Dalton Schultz, 3rd highest scoring tight end in fantasy thus far. Did not have that one on my bingo card, but man, do I feel real stupid for not being in on Kadarius Toney, because he was free in all of these drafts I was doing this offseason, Craig. I mean, you could just scoop Kadarius Toney up 18th round, no problem. Man, I feel dumb, because I got a lot of Donovan Peoples-Jones. I got a lot of Darius Slayton, a lot of Colin Johnson, where I could have had Kadarius Toney. And Toney looks like the truth to me. I mean, he looks absolutely phenomenal.
Yeah, looked great for sure, and caught a lot of passes with Glennon too. So we'll see if that continues, if Daniel Jones is out this week and the Giants are just heading nowhere, unfortunately, for him this year. And by the way, Kenny Golladay hurt in that game too yesterday. So all 3 Giants receivers sort of iffy moving forward. All right, Cardinals really did not need to do much against the 49ers. They were just, the 49ers were inept in every way yesterday. Kyler Murray, 22 of 31, 239 passing yards and a touchdown. James Conner falls into the end zone again and gets you 10 fantasy points. DeAndre Hopkins had a nice game yesterday as well. 6 receptions, 85 yards, and a touchdown. And it's going to happen for Rondell Moore eventually. This kid looks really good. 38 rushing yards, 5 receptions, 59 yards. You know, I mean, look, pretty much 10, 15 fantasy points. I think Moore has a really good chance to be a player in this league. As far as the 49ers go, yeah, I mean, look, Trey Lance Davis, he may be great eventually, but I just don't think he's very good right now at all. 15 of 29, 129 passing yards, running all over the place again, 90, almost 90 rushing yards on the ground. If you lose points for picks, you lost there. Elijah Mitchell, 43 on the ground. Sermon was just not involved at all in the offense. The good news is that if you're a Debo owner like me, then Trey Lance just looks his way every single time. 3 receptions, 71 yards. I think he was targeted a couple more times, didn't make a catch. I think he ran Debo for his touchdown. After the game, Kyle Shanahan, very bullish on the way Trey Lance played.
I thought he did some really good things. Definitely wasn't perfect, which no one ever has been. That first pick, I thought just sailed on him. He was going to the right spot, but just got away from him on that first drive. I think if we could have done a little bit better around him, I thought he did good enough to win.
So Arizona Davis, at this point, they just keep winning. It really didn't seem like it was very strangely an aggressive game call yesterday from Arizona. It felt like the Cardinals, after watching that game in the first quarter and then the second, they could have went up like 3-1-0. But they sort of like stopped. It was very weird watching that. And definitely Lance played a lot better in the second half than he played in the first. And the good news for him is that I believe they're off this week. So hopefully in 2 weeks from now, they have a little bit of a better game plan. Of course, Kittle is out, but this just doesn't feel like a great 49ers team right now.
No, it doesn't. But I definitely agree much more with Kyle Shanahan's perception of how Lance did versus a more negative one. I mean, Trey Lance just turned 22. He started one game in the last 18 months. It was an exhibition game. So he really has not played competitive football in 2 years. Came out cold. The interception that he threw was bad. It was a very bad interception. It basically sailed over, I think it was Ayuk's head. But 16 fantasy points without a touchdown. If he gets there, he basically was in. If he gets in, 22 fantasy points, you're feeling very good. And look, I mean, if I could start a player with 16 rushing attempts in my quarterback slot most weeks, I think I'll take it. I think Lance is going to be a lot like Hurts, where maybe it won't look that good while he's doing it, but a lot of weeks he's going to deliver the goods for fantasy. And then the Cardinals, I mean, Cliff is finally getting out of his own way. Like we are seeing Kyler Murray, metastasize in front of our eyes. I mean, he's fantastic. And Max Williams out for the year with this knee injury, I think that's really going to open up a lot of playing time for Rondale Moore, because they're going to play more four wide receiver stuff. And Rondale, actually, true story, their leading rusher in this game, 3 carries, 18 yards, led the Cardinals in at rushing in this game. So I think Rondale is about to blow up.
Cardinals look good. Definitely going to be wrong about them this year if they continue. I did not see this for sure. All right, Buffalo and Kansas City, the tough one for Davis last night, being a Chiefs fan. Josh Allen, dominant performance, 26 attempts, 315 passing yards, 59 rushing yards, and 4 touchdowns in this game. Zach Moss, the primary guy on the ground for Buffalo, 37 rushing yards, also 3 receptions, 55 yards. Emmanuel Sanders cannot be stopped. I mean, forget Diggs. It's all about Sanders, I guess, this year. 3 receptions, 54 yards, 2 touchdowns. Speaking of which, where did this come from? Dawson Knox, 3 receptions, 117 yards. Brian Daboll just keeps finding these guys out of nowhere. And Knox looks great at tight end. Now, on the side of Kansas City, a little bit of a mixed bag, of course. Some injuries here to go over as well. Mahomes, 272 in the air, 61 rushing yards, 2 touchdowns, 2 picks. Mecole Hardman, 9 receptions, 76 yards, so big game for him. Tyreek Hill, 7 for 63, and Kelsey had a stinger in this one. Still ended up getting you 20 fantasy points, no doubt. But Buffalo, just a really tough team to stop right now, Davis. And that first week of the season, we've talked about this basically every week, looks like just a complete anomaly for the whole year. Like, Buffalo, since that game, has looked like the best team in the NFL. And for Kansas City's sake, I'm just really having a tough time on defense. I just wonder kind of where they're going to be at the rest of the season. I still think that they're going to win 10, 11 games. But, the difference for KC is having to go on the road, I guess, in the playoffs this year at this stage.
Yeah, defense is terrible. The offense didn't look that good either. Last night, the Bills only blitzed Patrick Mahomes once, so just forced them to keep everything in front of him. It worked. Dawson Knox, basically, he has just replaced the role that Gabriel Davis was playing last year. He's played 96%, 81%, 78%, and 83% of the snaps over the last month of the season. He has 5 touchdowns on the season. Scored on a total broken play last night where Daniel Sorensen just forgot he existed. Knox was wide open, 60 yards down the field, caught it and just walked into the end zone. It was pretty hilarious to see the Chiefs defense on that play. But I mean, Dawson Knox and Dalton Schultz are definitely kind of the late round tight ends you needed to have this season, because they are absolutely breaking out. And Manny Sanders looks like one of the best late round wide receivers you could have picked, you know, at this point. He looks phenomenal. So, you know, good for the Bills. One note on the Chiefs: Josh Gordon played 9 snaps. DeMarcus Robinson played his usual 75% of the snaps. I think a lot of us thought DeMarcus Robinson would be replaced by Josh Gordon, but it's not quite happening yet.
Did we discuss Dawson Knox once in the last 4 months of fantasy football? I don't even remember hearing his name going into the season.
Definitely not. I bet we didn't, which is feeling like a bummer because I drafted a lot of Gabriel Davis.
I didn't even know who he was until a few weeks.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Go. It's crazy. All right. Fantasy reality is coming up next. We'll talk about maybe the future at running back in fantasy and also talk a little college football. I haven't gotten to much with all the recaps that we're doing here on the show. So stay on the grid. We got plenty more to come as we return in just 2 minutes. Don't go away.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Braves and Brewers underway right now. Still early on in the game, Braves have a couple of runners on, and I'm sure we'll be updating this game for you throughout the day. First and second, nobody out. Huge game between these two teams. Maybe the deciding game, potentially, this one today. All right, before we get out of here on this Monday, let's turn it over to Brett Levy for this Monday's Fantasy or Reality.
Well, so far, the key to winning your fantasy football league has been to not have a top 3 pick, because we have seen a lot of injuries to the top 3 picks, or, you know, perennial top 5 picks: Christian McCaffrey, Saquon Barkley, and Dalvin Cook. So, Davis, we'll start with you for this one. All 3, Cook, Barkley, and McCaffrey, won't be top 5 picks in fantasy in 2022. Is this a fantasy or reality?
Yeah, this is definitely a fantasy, because Christian McCaffrey is probably going to be back this week. It sounded like he was maybe even close to coming back last week. And if Christian McCaffrey has all of his bones in the right place and all of his muscles attached where they're supposed to go, he has the most valuable role in fantasy football. You know, even Derrick Henry, right, who is, if we redrafted right now, you'd probably want to take Derrick Henry first, but even Derrick Henry does not have a role anything like what Christian McCaffrey has. You know, the most snaps that Derrick Henry has played this season is 77% of the team snaps. Christian McCaffrey was over that in each of the first 2 weeks of the season before he got injured, and he had 15 targets in those two games. Like, Christian McCaffrey gets 300 rushes and 120 targets. Like, he is just in a different tier of player in fantasy football. But I do think it's a reality that Cook and Barkley, I don't think we will ever see Barkley as, I don't think he'll ever even be a top 24 fantasy pick ever again. I think he will basically be treated like, you know, Chris Carson or something like that in fantasy drafts, where, you know, when Chris Carson's healthy, we like to start him in fantasy, but we just acknowledge Chris Carson is never playing more than 12 games in a season, and looks like that it's going to kind of be the route that we see for Barkley.
Yeah, I'll probably say fantasy, but I'm a little bit curious because, I mean, you have to at least ask the question, what happens if McCaffrey misses another 4 or 5 weeks at some point this season? It would be a huge risk next year. Barkley for sure is out. Cook is a tough one, too. I don't know. I mean, I guess it depends if Madison does come back next year, because Cook has now been sidelined 2 years in a row with games. I'll say fantasy, and I think if I had to guess, McCaffrey will still be okay, but I don't know that he's the number one pick going into next year. He'll have to play every game the rest of the year to be the number one pick, but probably still within the top five. And I think that Cook probably, like borderline top five, maybe just outside, but no Barkley. So I'll say fantasy, but I don't think this is a slam dunk. If McCaffrey gets hurt again and misses 3 or 4 games again, and you're talking about missing 12 games in 2 years, it's going to be a huge risk for someone. So probably one more year, but we'll see. Interesting question, though.
All right. We had a great weekend of college football. Number one, Alabama went down. Number 4, Penn State went down at Iowa. They also lost their quarterback. We saw a great one in the Red River Shootout as well. So we got to ask, with this Alabama loss, if every team in the college football playoff this season will have at least one loss. Craig, is this a fantasy or reality?
What's interesting is that those, you know, sort of borderline power five teams that go undefeated, you know, Cincinnati types, like I think these losses actually hurt them more than it is being undefeated, because it just creates so many teams that have one loss that you want to try and find the way in. I'm going to say reality, man. I am going to say reality. I at this point, who is left to be undefeated? Who you really think can be undefeated at the end of the season that has a good shot for the playoffs? For sure, Georgia, number one team in the country. They're in that conversation. Georgia still has some really tough games left to play. They're going to play Florida. They're going to play Alabama, most likely, in the SEC championship. And then what are we going to have? A rematch of Georgia-Alabama playing twice, SEC championship, and then in the Final Four in that playoff? So, I mean, I think every team is going to have a
You're forgetting somebody. You're forgetting a team. Oklahoma doesn't play anybody for the rest of they don't play anybody. They have no hard games left for the rest of the season.
Has that mattered in the past?
Well, they have a quarterback now. They have a quarterback, I think that the answer to this is fantasy, because I don't see how Oklahoma loses. They play TCU.
Oh, stop. They're definitely losing.
TCU sucks. Oh, come on. They play Kansas. Kansas sucks. They play Texas Tech. Texas Tech sucks. Baylor is bad. Maybe the Oklahoma State game is the game they lose, or maybe they lose to Texas in the Big 12 Conference Championship. But you can't, I mean, Oklahoma will be favored in every game for the rest of the way. And Georgia will not be, right? Georgia will not be favored for the rest of their games, because they are going to have to play against Alabama, and they will not be favored in that game for the SEC championship. So I guess Oklahoma, of course, could lose, right? They could lose to Texas. They could lose to Oklahoma State, but they are going to be favored by 4.5 points or more every game. Now, none of this matters, because they're going to lose in the first game of the college football playoff. I'll guarantee you, they go into the first game of the college football playoff against whoever. Could be Iowa State, could be Penn State, could be Georgia, could be Alabama. They lose that game by two touchdowns. I'll tell you what happens right now, but I think the odds are that they will be undefeated heading into that game.
Yeah, by the way, I did not forget Oklahoma. I guarantee Oklahoma loses before
Do they lose playoff. To Oklahoma State or Texas?
Pick some bad team. And with 56-53, you pick it. It'll happen. Maybe Texas Tech. I don't know. Find some crazy game that in the Big 12 that it comes in. By the way, they could have lost this week. Yeah, I'm sticking with my guns there. I'm sticking reality. Georgia, by the way, if Georgia plays Alabama undefeated, neutral site, in Atlanta for the SEC championship, yeah. Georgia will be favored over Alabama.
Their defense is so good. Their Georgia defense is so good. It's crazy. Yeah.
But I think they'll lose too. Brett?
All right. Our last question probably applies more to Craig than Davis and myself, but we're going to ask it anyway. Davis, it's Halloween season. People are starting to put out decorations. So you currently have a Halloween display of some kind outside your house. Is this a fantasy or reality?
So I don't have, I don't have a ghost. I don't have a goblin or a skeleton or anything like that, you know, witches or anything. But my fiance, she absolutely loves Halloween. It's like, I don't get it, because Halloween was not ever, you know, that big of a thing for me as a kid or whatever. I'm more of like a Thanksgiving guy, but she loves it. So we have pumpkins. We've got a bunch of pumpkins out on the porch and on our windowsill and everything. And we have some of that, the Native American, the indigenous people's corn. We got some of that, like a little mm-hmm. centerpiece on our dining room table and stuff. So this is a reality for me. I'll count that as a Halloween / fall display. I definitely do have that in my house.
Boy, what a poor job of Brett Levy asking that question. This probably doesn't apply to me or Davis, and Davis just gave you the smack right back in the face and said, reality, I do have that. So Brett, but normally if you sell Davis short on some of these things, you may succeed, but you just, you basically got the plus 14 win there on the money line from Davis. So how about that? So Davis has Halloween stuff outside and I don't. This is fantasy for me. How about that one? How about that, Brett Levy? You thought you had that one in the bag. You didn't get that one. Eventually we will. But I do not right now at this moment. Now, I do have kids, obviously. I have a daughter who is older at this point. She's 15, so her interest will just be hanging out with friends. But yes, my son will have some interest in doing the trick-or-treating, and it's something that we haven't done in 2 years. So I'm guessing maybe we'll think about doing it this year. But no, as of right now, this moment, we have no decorations outside. We are not prepared. We do not have costumes. We have nothing at this point. So I guess Davis, you're sort of the winner of this one here. Like you're like ahead of the game here. 3 weeks away from Halloween. Oh, now will your fiance, will she make you get dressed up? I guess that's the bigger question here. Will you be dressed as something on Halloween night?
I really hope not, but probably I will. Probably I'll have to do something. I do the most years. I just do the very easy thing that all kind of greasy looking white guys can do. Is I do Post Malone. Like I do draw some fake little face tattoos and wear the Allen Iverson jersey. It's very easy. You know, I am a huge Chipotle guy. I love Chipotle. I get it all the time. And they give you a free burrito if you go on Halloween dressed up. I mean, they used to in years past. I guess I don't know if, a lot of the places are mobile orders only now. But that, I know they used to do that back in the before times.
Yeah, and by the way, this year, if I'm not mistaken, I think Halloween is Sunday night, so that puts your Sunday night football game in jeopardy. I don't know if the Chiefs play that night, but that puts
brutal.
Your game in jeopardy. Yeah.
Yeah. Brett, how about you? Don't want that.
Brett, any?
No. Well, we don't have anything on our porch, and I don't think I'll be trick or treating, but we will probably be giving out candy to the trick-or-treaters. Anyone that wants to stop by can definitely get good full-size candy bars at our house.
That and get like Syracuse mini helmets. You're gonna give out those too, like little Syracuse.
Yeah, Don McPherson Heisman trophies that Tim Brown stole from us. So we will be doing
that. All right, Davis, real quick tonight, Ravens Colts. Let's leave with that thought here. I got no path for Indianapolis tonight. I just don't.
No, literally no path. I mean, the Baltimore Ravens are gonna be like running practice drills in the second half. They're gonna. I think they are going to bring Tyson Williams back off of the inactive list. I think they're going to make Le'Veon Bell or Devonta Freeman inactive this week, and I definitely think that will make them a little bit better at running the ball. Hollywood Brown goes for 100 yards and a touchdown tonight. Mark Andrews scores a touchdown tonight, and our guy Lamar Jackson re-puts his name back into the MVP race where it belongs, I think. I mean, I think this is going to be a woodshedding by the Baltimore Ravens.
I love a good underdog, but my gosh, I don't know. I watched the Colts play against Miami and thought that, like, I don't know. They just did not look like a good team. So I'm going to be in agreement on that one tonight. Okay, coming up next, we got the Sports Grid 60. So stay with us. We got plenty more here to come on the show. We'll be right back.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Must be 18+. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.
We all know that feeling. You finally manage to get away on vacation and the worrying starts. Will that bogus beware of dogs sign keep your home safe? What about that fake camera you set up? And will someone finally find your old hide and key rock? That's where ADT comes in. All that stuff, it's safe-ish. It seems fine when you don't really think about it, but you know it truly doesn't work. Instead, ADT provides security solutions that keep you actually safe, giving you real peace of mind. Because vacation is supposed to be, you know, relaxing. Don't settle for safe-ish. Visit ADT.com today to learn more.
Back here, of course, tomorrow, recapping Monday Night Football, recapping the baseball games, and the latest in fantasy football as well. So make sure you stay with us as we continue on right here on Sports Grid and SportsGrid.com. I'm Craig Mish, along with Davis Maddock. Stay on the grid. We'll be back in just 2 minutes to wrap it up.
SportsGrid.com. Betting insights and entertainment at your fingertips 24/7 as our team covers the most important topics in sports wagering. Real-time odds, predictive betting models, expert picks, and more. Want the edge? Then get on the grid. SportsGrid.com.
Welcome back to Fantasy Sports today here on Sports Grid. Craig Mish, Davis Maddock, as always here on the show. With just a couple of minutes to go, we leave you with one final thought. So let's see what's on the mind of Davis Maddock today in today's Sports Grid 60.
So we're all very enamored by Brandon Staley, right? We all love Brandon Staley. We love the going for it on fourth down and everything. But I actually think the media coverage, and more specifically, like the way people on Twitter talk about Brandon Staley, I actually think it is reductive. I actually don't think overly praising coaches for just doing the right mathematical thing is good. I think we should go the other way. And every time a coach does a bad punt or does the wrong thing, I think we got to criticize it even more. I think that's the only way we ever get coaches doing the right thing consistently. I don't think the praising thing works. I think coaches actually respond more to the criticism than they do the praise.
I don't know. Vic Fangio seems to still be punting on fourth and two for me, but interesting counter there on Staley for sure. Going to double down on Ted Lasso. What a great season this was. I know it won a lot of the awards, and there was one really bad Ted Lasso episode this season for those of you who watch. like a night out with the beard. I don't know. Whenever that happens in your streaming, you could just completely skip over that one. It made no sense. But ended up watching the finale of the last season. Really compelling going into next year, too. We've actually, my wife and I moved on to this show, The Morning Show, now, which is also on Apple TV. So many good choices there. But another well-done season for me watching Ted Lasso. Really highly recommend. Easy watching. Can stream it. Get right through it. Thanks again to everybody who watched the show today, for sure. Thanks to LTN, of course, for producing our program today, and Danny and Ryan as well as my producer today, as always, Brett Levy. For Davis Maddock, I'm Craig Mish. I hope you have a great rest of your Monday. Enjoy the Monday Night Football game and the baseball game going on right now. We'll recap them all for you tomorrow.
There are a lot of sports talk networks out there, but we're the one that gives you actionable insights on gaming, odds,
and more.
The others?
Nah.
Your night in just got legendary. Get ready to chase the rush, spin, win, and redeem instantly straight to your bank account at legendswithaz.com. With free-to-play slots, blackjack, keno, roulette, and more, experience all the thrills of Vegas without leaving your couch. Legends has it all.
Legends is a free-to-play social casino. Okay. Void where prohibited. Must be 18 plus. Play responsibly. Visit legends.com for full details.
Get in the game now and score a 50% bonus on your first purchase only at legendswithaz.com.